You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Montecito, Musqueam Territory at the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto, and this program on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. is called The Burrow. This week, I'm going to be joined by Hick, which is a new solo project of Andrea Lukic, of New Sensei et al. She's going to be playing this weekend at Big Joy Festival, which is a experimental noise two-day showcase at the Remington Gallery this weekend, which happens annually here in Vancouver. We're going to be giving away a couple of guest list spots for both days as well. So if you want to claim a couple of Big Joy Fest tickets, you can give us a call, 604-822-2487. As long as you have a first and last name, you will be able to get those tickets. For now, let's start things off listening to some aggravating and obnoxious slash interesting piano music by Quentin Tolomieri. Thank you.
On Friday, December 2nd, Spruce Trap will release their debut full-length album, The Wise Prefer to Perish, through Big Smoke and Eagle Time Records. To commemorate the release, Big Smoke is proud to present a special evening of music to celebrate community, our city's architecture, and the art scene that inspires Vancouver's cultural identity. The show will be held at the beautiful Christ Church Cathedral in downtown Vancouver and will be free to attend. Performances will come from Spruce Trap, Holy Hum, and Ian William Craig.
When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, anytime I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Still tuned into The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard a track by Film and Music, which took me a while to get why that sounded weird to me. It's a new improvisational group centered around Peggy Lee and others who've been playing strange music here in Vancouver for some time. When I saw it, Film and Music, I was like, there's something off about it. And then I just realized they flipped the two words. It's normally music and film. This is Film and Music. Anyhow, new album called Telltale. And the song we heard is called Gruesome Goo. And that was following an excerpt of a song that we heard to start the show called Changing/Same by Quentin Tolomieri, a pianist from New York. You're tuned into The Borough. This week, we're going to have Andre Lukic on air in a bit, in a couple minutes. She will be here. Her project, Hick, will be part of Big Joy Fest happening this weekend, December 2nd and 3rd, Friday, Saturday, at the Remington. If you out there are interested in two spots, so yourself plus one for both days of the festival this weekend, give us a call, 604-822-2487, and we'll get your name down on the ever-so-exclusive guest list. There will also be a tote bag, a Big Joy tote bag thrown in there, so that's exciting. It's a Vancouver, this one guy was talking to me, and this is a long time ago, but he called Vancouver a brunch town. It's a town where people brunch a lot. It's also a tote town. People have lots of tote bags. Anyhow, give us a call, 604-822-2487. Get yourself a Big Joy tote bag as well as two spots at the festival this weekend. We're going to listen to a song by Hick now called Travelers. And then on the other side, we'll be joined in studio by Andrea herself.
Are you not ready to start final exams just yet? Escape into a wintry wonderland filled with a cappella festivity at UBC A Cappella's 2016 Winter Concert. On December 4th, they'll be hosting two shows, a matinee at 2 p.m. and an evening show at 6 p.m. Check it out by going to UBC A Cappella on Facebook.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments, and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Thank you.
still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. This program's called The Burrow. It's on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. We heard some Kensington Gore before those messages, a piece from their long one, Black Tusk, from their record that came out 3 or 4 years ago, self-titled. They're going to be playing Big Joy Festival this weekend. Congrats to Sean Cameron. Thanks for calling in. He got the 2 tickets for the 2 days and a tote bag. Won a tote bag as well.
Nice.
Which is great. I was saying that Vancouver, this one guy told me Vancouver is a brunch town. It's also a tote town. Tote and brunch town. Vancouver.
Yeah, I could see that.
Is that accurate, among other things?
It's definitely a tote town.
It's a tote town.
Toot town.
We're joined now in studio by Andrea Lukic.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good.
Pretty good. AKA Hick, which is what we're listening to in the background.
That's right. Driving music.
That's the hashtags, one of the tags, driving.
Yeah, music for driving in airplanes.
Racing music.
Yeah.
What else? It's theatrical.
Yep. Yeah.
Great. You're also going to be a part of Big Joy Festival this weekend.
Yes.
One of the reasons you're here. How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I played it a few years ago in the Vivekar Ensemble. I like the Remington Gallery. Played there recently. Yeah, it's cool. It's like short. It's concise, you know, seems very carefully organized. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like they're doing everything at one venue this year, and it should be quite good. I'm looking forward to it. What is, will short and concise describe your set?
Not the quite. Last one. Okay. I wish. That's like my goal in life, you know? But it's so hard. It's easy to just become a rambling, long-winded fool.
Well, there's also value in that. And even if it was into foolishness. So I was going to say that there's like rambling, then there's like being a rambling fool. But even as a fool, there's some sort of value in that.
It's true.
Genuine naivete or something, maybe.
Yeah. Definitely. Genuine. Naive. But here, let's tune in to...
Should we listen
to this for a little bit? Very carefully. Yeah, for a little bit. ...is utterly wrong.
My lords, we must step up the penalties by making hanging and flogging the punishment for certain state crimes. The criminal must be treated as an animal.
Doubts about speaking here, but after what I've heard, I've realized this is where I belong. My lords, these are grave times, killing times. SARS collapse, universes shrink daily, but the natural order is still crime, guilt, punishment. There's no love without fear. By his hand, sword, pike and grappling hook, God, the crowbar of the world, flays, stabs, bludgeons, mutilates, just as I was. You have forgotten how to punish, my noble lords. Strong must manipulate the weak. That's the first law of the universe. The hard survive, the soft quickly turn to corruption. This is a call to greatness. Approach this day out of battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble by the means.
excerpt from The Ruling Class.
That's right.
Movie.
Yeah.
I just knew that.
Yeah.
Not true.
Psychic.
I was told. Yes. So, that's what at least the name here of this piece that you have is called, The Ruling Class.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask to see if you can get into it a little bit to explain to all the listeners out there the concept of Hick, of your project Hick, because it seems like it's hard to get a grip of, because it's also hard to find online. It's not super accessible, which is nice
right
nowadays, but also maybe a little bit baffling.
Yeah, I guess maybe I was aiming to be really pretentious and aloof. I don't own a computer, but once I get a computer, it'll all be online for download for free for everyone.
Great.
I know people are waiting, just waiting.
Are you? You can do what you two did, and
yeah,
force
I tried.
It upon
I've tried to delete those songs.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's upsetting.
It's crazy because the second you do delete it, and then you play something else on your iPod, and it has the nerve to show you that it's downloading it again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never wanted this to begin with, and now you're wasting my time.
And it comes with album art, too, so it's like there are things that I really like that I have that don't have album art, and then
yeah.
This has art, so it like sticks out as opposed to the other things.
It's horrible.
Anyhow.
And it's so... I've never, ever listened to my iPod, and it's come on, and I've been like, yeah. Usually, I'm like... What the hell is this garbage? Like, immediately.
Yeah.
First note. I'm like, this is not right.
This is the edge, I can tell.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's the plan with The Ruling Class.
Yep.
Yeah,
there's
disseminate it.
Yeah, there's not really any concise idea behind this project.
Mm.
It's more... it's just because it's just me and I don't really know... I don't really know myself, you know? And so I don't try not to think about it too much. I just kind of like, if someone asks to play a show and I feel like it, it gives me a good reason to go work on music.
Yeah, yeah.
And if not, then not. And yeah, no grandiose plans, you know?
Yeah. I guess what's interesting is that the one piece you have online and then something like this, as opposed to when I've seen Hick perform is as like a band.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of divergent where it's all coming from. But it seems to always be drawing some sort of influence. Like when I, one of the sets you did was just a cover, one cover song.
Yeah, Discharge.
Discharge, yeah.
Yeah.
And then this kind of based on a movie. So it's always.
Yeah, I've always been like that. Even when Daniel and I were... first playing in New Sensei together, everything was like obsessed with a color,
yeah, okay.
Or a movie scene or something. I just get really fantastic about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
fantastic as in the fantasy of it.
Yeah, and just kind of like what I guess we thought we were being, you know, fantastical, but then the music actually just sounds like we're like screaming pub rock.
Yeah. It's a whole new way to listen to it.
Yeah, I get kind of... the older I get, the more estranged I feel from genres. Because, like, now I listen to that. If I, like, I have... I'm like, whoa, it's crazy. It's just, like, screaming pub rock.
Thought this was a fantasy adventure before.
Yeah. Like, it's... Yeah. But, I mean, it's all... It's all about how... great it is at the time and for you.
Right.
So that's why you do it.
Yeah, that's where it starts. Great. Okay. So we're probably going to listen to a bit more of this. And then you brought in some other selections, whether or not it's Hick.
Yeah, it's not me, but it's people that I should bring attention to.
Great.
Yeah.
So... we will listen to a little bit more of The Ruling Class, get some more selections from Andrea, and then be back here in the studio on the other side here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Strikes anymore, but I can't make it rain because it would only
Malaria, a song called UU, Malaria with an exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in emails, one exclamation point is maximum that should be used.
Yeah,
if there's more
them.
Than one, more than one, then I've already kind of turned off. My attitude towards you as a writer to me is already changed.
Yeah, I personally don't mind the exclamation point.
Like
it makes it shows that people aren't mad at me, so I'm.
That's the main reason for
but
using it.
The one that kills me, dot dot dot, overuse
oh,
of dot
yeah,
dot
yeah,
dot.
True, okay.
Absolutely kills me.
I used to have a problem with that. I used to do way too many. I've really cut it out.
And a new one for me is the thumbs up.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't use any sort of.
But you know what
emoticon.
I mean. Some
yeah,
sort of thing,
yeah.
And then the reply is thumbs up because I think of it as like. You know, like.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, good for you. You figured it out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't say anything. Don't dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I've replaced my dot, dot, dots with dashes. So I overuse dashes is my main problem.
That's okay. It doesn't bug me as much.
Okay. Anyhow, Malaria. Bong Water was before that. You Don't Love Me Yet. Songs suggested by Andrea Lukic, who's here this week on The Burrow.
Hello.
Hanging in there. We are almost at the end. Flew by. It was like racing.
Just went right by.
Like racing, like racing cars. Like
yeah,
racing
it's radio.
Planes.
Fast paced.
fast paced lifestyles. There are a couple things to mention. So the main reason we got you on this week was Big Joy Fest this weekend.
Yep.
Friday. Which day you're playing? You're playing on Friday.
On Friday at 11, I think.
Great. At the Remington.
But Saturday's really good too. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, they're both days are really good.
Yep. Yeah, it should be very good. Again, Sean Cameron, thanks for calling. Got those tickets earlier. But also, you have a couple of other things to mention before we sign off.
Yes. I am putting on a music video festival. Submissions are still open. They'll be open up until, let's say, the 17th or 18th. If you email Symphony of Fire... 2016@gmail.com. I'll send you the details. It's going to be held at Lucky's Comics on Main Street. There'll be prizes, and we welcome amateurs. The only rule is the video can't be screened previously to the festival. It's a premiere. There's going to be a red carpet, trophies, awards, hosts,
wow,
comedians.
So much fun.
Yeah, music videos for people that you know, don't know, dead, alive, whatever.
Okay.
Because I know when people listen to music, they always have some sort of idea of some visual aspect.
Oh, so this
to
could
it
be a song that you like that you just made a
yeah,
video
it could be
for
a Prince
I
song.
See, gotcha. Okay.
But if it's someone cool in town that you could ask, ask them.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, for permission.
Yeah, like, don't cast yourself as them and do weird things.
Yeah.
But also, we're not turning away anyone. If we find that the music video is deemed inappropriate or offensive, you're invited to do a panel talk. And you can present your music video with you and defend it, or not even defend it, but give it some context. So absolutely everything is welcome.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. So Symphony of Fire.
December 26th is the actual award ceremony.
Wow. It's like
everyone's
a
welcome.
Late
it's free.
Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm. And well, we're going to do a 50-50 draw too.
Cool.
So it'll be great. A big.
Big event.
Big event.
Lots of fun, high fives, smiles.
Oh, yeah. It'll be good. Lots of submissions already. People have never made videos before, so it's cool.
And one more time, symphonyoffire@gmail.com. I think
symphonyoffire2016@gmail.com. Yeah, or call Lucky's Comics.
Okay.
I'll give you info.
Great. And then last thing, you're working on a movie.
I'm working on a film right now, movie. And I'm looking for voice actors. So if you here on campus feel like you have an odd voice, maybe someone's told you it's weird and you talk slow or you talk fast or low or higher, people squirm when you speak, contact me. I don't know how you would contact me. Oh, you can email thegarbagepeople@gmail.com. But yeah, please, this is an urgent call for voice actors.
Voice actors. Great. I'm sure there are people looking to get into the business.
Yeah, all weird voices, you'll be surprised.
Yeah. So much work.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Pig Joy Fest this weekend. You're playing on Friday. Last song to sign off before Jade comes on with Little Bit of Soul. Incredible string band, Invocation.
Yep.
Any nuggets, any comments?
Oh, it's the most beautiful song ever.
Okay. And that's that. Thanks for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Join with you, you that sing bright and subtle, making shapes that my throat cannot tell. You that harden the horn and make quick the eye, you that run the fast fox and the zigzag fly, you sizeless makers of the mole and whale, aid me and I will aid you. Make a blood pact with you, you that lift the blossom and the green branch, you who make symmetries more true, you who consider the angle of your limbs, who dance in slower time, who watch the patterns, you rough-coated, who eat water, who stretch deep and high, with your green blood, my red blood, let it be mingled, aid me, and I will